Hello, and this is a brand new series of podcasts brought to you by WFMU. Presented by People Like Us and Ergo Fismis. This is a brand new podcast series entitled Codpaste, brought to you by People Like Us and Ergo Fismis. Hosted by WFMU.org. You can find playlist information for this show at wfmu.org/playlists/CT. This is a brand new series of podcasts brought to you by People Like Us and Ergo Fismis. This series is going to take us right through winter and into spring, and along the way we're going to be trying to make music. Yes, once a week. We'll be dropping into your iTunes podcast box a dumpster load of sample collage compositions, acoustic dithers, and conversational blathering, courtesy of People Like Us and Ergo Fismis. The plan behind this is simply to show the process of putting together what we generally only give to you at the end. Whether this is a good idea, we'll find out along the way. But either way, you don't need to know any of this. We're just going to be bringing you some sample collage and lots of chit-chat. So sit right back and we will begin.
I think within the cartoon music, within what it is, because it does have all these extremes of different things like, you know, taboo and scatology and sudden explosions, sound effects, violence. Yeah. You know, I think it's, you know, really the only form of music where you do get these extremes in rapid succession. Because, you know, obviously in terms of cartoons, particularly like Looney Tunes cartoons and Tom and Jerry and things, I guess that was really where cartoons started to really score to the action. Just this rapid succession of musical events that was completely dictated by the action on screen, which was all exaggerated, extreme action. So for that reason, it became exaggerated and extreme music. And to remove particularly the scores from Tom and Jerry from the context, you often get just, you know, quite hardcore sort of avant-garde orchestral music.
Exactly, and that's why so many people who like avant-garde music and experimental music are so interested in this sort of cartoon music. And it's also quite interesting because funny music isn't taken seriously. And so, although there are a lot of highly respected composers, in a way it's seen as separate to your serious composers.
Yeah. The irony of that, I think, as well, is that what's really, really interesting is that cartoons are probably, I think, the first place that just about everyone hears music that's experimental and that's not all regular rhythms and music. music that has a more dynamic shape. I think it's the first place where the vast majority of people hear it, but because it's attached to the images, people don't necessarily realise that what they're hearing is a really different kind of music. If we look at how Carl Stalling composed his music for the Looney Tunes cartoons, there's documents of his cue sheets. So he, you know, literally put in from the beginning to 10 seconds in, it's an original melody. From 10 seconds to 16 seconds is, you know, some pop song from the time. For the next 15 seconds, he references Wagner or something, and it's a very clear cut and, you know, direct form of sound collage. Really, I think before anyone else was doing that kind of thing, you know, because this is really from the 1930s.
It's kind of similar to the classical composers, like, for instance, Charles Ives, and he did that barn dance, for instance.
Have you heard the Country March Band as well, where he has three, it's meant to be three different marching bands colliding?
Ah, nice.
That's an amazing, I have that.
We are going to play this for
yes,
you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. particularly doing the radio show for WFMU, that was really a revelation in terms of mixing sounds and collaging sounds, because working without click tracks and things, the whole nature of the progression of something can become very, very malleable and like plasticine. So music can structure and progress in ways that are really directly related to the way that a cartoon music score.
Picture you upon my knee.
Just tea for two and two for tea.
Me for you
and you for me.
And a two for tea, just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone.
Because we make our radio shows on WFMU, we both make them as multi-tracks, and then mix them down afterwards with the mic break.
Thank you.
See that I'm actually very pitch correct. Find what we've made. I mean, for instance, like there's stuff that we could make which would have to be not out of cartoon music, because we've got to change the context for it to be has some point to it. Yes sir, that's one thing that we both do, is we validate our sample music by changing the context, much in the way that people take pure tone and make it into a melody. To us, a sample is the equivalent of the raw material or the instrument, and then we take it on a journey, and it's validated to us as a completed piece when we've taken it on a journey and put it down somewhere else where it's never been before. But what was I just saying?
I was just thinking when you were saying that about the thing of taking something into another context and the use of sampling, and we were just talking about what we're going to do in terms of sound for
this.
What
are we going to do now?
Yes, because obviously it's quite pointless as giving as producing a piece now that's based, you know, that samples cartoon music, because with. I think in terms of although we have both in the past, you know, quite a lot sampled cartoon music, but I think for me the really interesting thing about cartoon music in terms of sample music, particularly on a computer, is that the computer enables a really fluid approach to the progression of a piece of music, so you can go, you know, very easily from you know, one set of rhythm or melody into something else, in a way that, you know, hasn't previously been possible for somebody working by themselves in a room. It's very, very simple to make music that is as sort of dynamic and fluid as cartoon music is. You've been listening to Codpaste with People Like Us and Ergo Pismis.
Rossi, sieh doch nur. Ich glaube, wir sind im Wilden Westen gelandet.
Full playlists and archives for this series can be found at wfmu.org/playlists/ct.